Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
They say age ain't nothing but a number.
Yeah, yeah.
And that would be the case if it weren't for our kids. Because as much as we love them, our kids have a way of constantly reminding us how old we are. And that gets kicked into overdrive when they hit a certain age.
Oh, okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Today is my oldest daughter, Stella's 15th birthday. Whoa.
Congratulations.
I didn't do anything.
But you got there.
Well, I did do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I'm sure that's what she wants to hear on her birthday.
She's sleeping. That's why I'm doing it now.
Okay.
I don't believe that I have a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Right?
Yeah.
She's 1 year away from being behind the wheel.
Let's not talk about that. We got time. But it feels like just yesterday I drove her home from the hospital at 20 miles an hour. Right? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it is a lot of fun watching your kids turn into tiny adults.
I'm sure.
Like you're dreaming of all the things they can accomplish. You see them succeed. You see them fail. You see them learn. It's a lot. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But this birthday, the 15th birthday, is specifically messing with my head. And I am curious if this is something else other parents feel. Because this is the first birthday, Tommy, where I have a vivid memory, like almost every minute of the age she is now.
Oh.
Like so I could put yourself in her shoes.
Bingo. I can close my eyes right now, and I'm 15.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Do I have to take her out for drinks today?
Well, how about that? You want to laugh at me for being an old man?
What's that perspective, huh?
My daughter is now the same age I was when we started hanging out together at the comedy club.
So what does she drink?
You old. The young-ass kid you were hanging out with now has a 15-year-old kid. You old-ass bitch. But like, no, like in my mind, I was 15 just a moment ago.
Yeah, you were jerking around.
Hanging out with my buddies, playing sports, thinking I knew everything. And now my first child is 15 years old. And when you have a kid hit an age you remember well, it has a weird effect on you. Because on one hand, you feel old as hell, obviously.
Yeah.
You feel like you're so far removed.
Exactly. But on the other hand, it also makes me feel, Kimmy,
like it wasn't that long ago.
And I can relate to my kid more than ever before.
Yeah.
Yeah, your generation, that gap is almost not there.
Oh.
Compared to like my parents. Like my father and my brother turning 15, like his oldest.
But what's weird,
they were completely different worlds.
But what's weird is your mother and father had kids young, like I had kids young.
Right, but there was such a generation gap that I don't think it's there anymore.
I don't know.
I mean, you like the same music? You share a lot of the same stuff. You watch the same TV show.
Yeah, I know.
you literally sit there, you watch The Simpsons with your daughter.
Oh, that's my youngest
one. I think there's always going to be stuff you don't understand, though. I mean,
but I think it's way smaller.
But don't forget, like, Pat, like, we were, like, the last generation to grow up without a smartphone.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, there is, like, this other aspect to your daughter's life that we never experienced that would probably be hard to understand. Put yourself in their shoes in terms of being a teenager with that ability.
I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, but my mother came out of the Depression. I'm now as a little kid living in the suburbs of New Jersey.
Understood.
That's two different planets.
Understood. But I think that as a parent, you believe you connect with your kids more than your kids believe they connect with you.
All right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I bet if they pulled your mom and dad aside when your brothers were 15, they'd be like, yeah, of course, it's the same thing. You know, I did that. So like if I were to ask my daughter, excuse me, what we have in common, she would say absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Even though when I close my eyes, I am 15 years old
again. Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How old are you in your head right now? When you close your eyes, how old, not what your driver's license says, not what your body makes you feel, in your mind, you are blank years old. Because I don't feel 39.
Okay.
I feel 15. And I know that makes me sound like a psycho, but I feel like I haven't matured past the age of 15.
So you're talking mostly in your head, not physical.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, obviously, because you'd be 1,004. How old are you in your head?
Oh, I'm still mid-30s jerk.
Okay.
Like you could plug me right back in with those guys right now,
and you can hang.
I wouldn't miss a beat.
Okay.
34, give me some fireworks and some alcohol.
But by the way,
let's go to a water park and have some good southern fun.
You're describing 17 for most people. You're 34 getting drunk, shooting fireworks at your buddies.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are not in your head 1,004. You are 34 years old.
33, 34, yeah.
Okay. Kimmy?
Like about the age I moved here.
Huh. How old are you in your head?
I feel like life just changed so rapidly up until maybe like 30. So I feel like I feel like I'm the age that I am. Like I feel like I'm in my 30s. Like I don't feel like I live anywhere. I don't in my mind. Like I don't feel like I'm still in my 20s.
But you couldn't plug yourself back into those days.
I don't think so. I don't feel that connection.
All right. So this is what I thought was going to happen.
What's that?
This is what I assume, Tommy.
All right.
Is feeling younger in your head strictly a guy thing?
Probably.
Is it a maturity thing? Because the argument has been women mature faster than men.
And they do.
Okay, well.
Do you think we pay more attention to aging than you do?
Well, I mean, it is more of a focus on you guys.
Yeah, physically, mentally.
Yeah, because.
I mean, like our bodies, I think, go through a little bit more. Like you put it this way. How do I put this?
Oh, like, buckle up, buddy.
Well, no. It's nothing. It's just like we go through these phases that remind you that you're changing, like menopause, for instance, right?
You're
literally told as a woman, like, all right, you can no longer make babies.
Yeah,
like,
you have a shot clock.
There's literally like the shot clock constantly happening in your mind. So there's just constantly a reminder that your body is aging.
Yeah, we're playing baseball.
Whereas like
go on forever.
You never really
extra innings, man.
You guys never really lose the ability to do anything
we're
other
baseball.
Than your body aching. You don't. There's nothing dying inside of you.
Just our souls.
No, I mean, that's a really good point. There's a really good point. There's not a limit to what I can accomplish when it comes to, like, you know, reproducing and being a person. Okay, that's a good
thing. I think that's valid.
Okay, so then would you argue that most men still have them being a teenager in their head?
Oh, I think so. I think sometimes when certain things show up, the kid comes out in you, like all guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you go right back to it.
Did you see that with your friends, Kimmy? Like when you're with friends from back in the day, do you feel like a kid again? Like the kid comes back? Because women don't get, well, I don't know. We've done some comedy shows. Those bachelorette parties, those chicks acted like they were.
They get crazy. But they were kind of young.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, I don't know. Like you talk about those days, but I don't think that you
relish?
Feel like you're reliving them.
All right, so it's a gender thing.
Yeah, it has to be.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. My oldest turns 15 today, and it's freaking me out because I feel 15. When I close my eyes in my head, I am 15 years old, and it's the first time in my child's life where I feel like I am the same age as my kid, which is kind of scary because, you know, I still have to be a father to my kid.
Yeah.
I'm also starting to understand. Okay, not understand. Yeah, I guess understand's the word. Those parents that get in trouble. Well,
their kids?
You hate parents that think they're their kid.
Yeah.
Share clothes with their kid.
Right. Too cozy.
Yeah, you got it. And like that usually shows up in the news when somebody throws a party and there's alcohol involved and the parents want to party with the kids. Now, I'm not that dad, obviously, right? But I'm starting to understand that whole friends with your kid mentality.
Mm. You're pro or against it?
Well, I was always kind of like, what are you doing?
Right.
But like the older she gets, I'm starting to understand.
But you want to join in?
I have a question, though.
I don't know what I want.
You do understand that, but does it also... You see it from your daughter's perspective because you feel like you're that age, but do you also pull it back and see it from your dad's perspective? Like, this is what my dad also thought was this age. Because, like, my dad also thought he was a teenager sometimes.
No, but here's the thing. Like, if you're asking me with my dad, I did hang out with my dad.
But that's what I mean. Like, if anything, like, you should be relating more to your dad right now than your daughter.
No, you're right. But I think back to me being 15, and that's when my dad and I really started, like, hanging out and, like, doing, like, that's when I felt like an adult. Because my dad would take me to, like, do adult stuff. And I was just, like, one of the guys. Now, I understand it's different with my kid.
Sure.
But, like, you know, all those people that you've crushed for years and years and years, you'll be friends with your kid. They need a parent. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
But I get it.
Okay.
I'm starting to get it.
All right.
You got nothing to say?
I don't know.
You bitch-ass bitch. Years and years and years. Oh, you're not young anymore. Oh, you're pathetic. Oh, he's trying to relive you. No. Oh, yeah, you're making a couple of good points.
I just don't think she wants you around like that.
Oh, no, she doesn't.
What the hell?
I mean, she doesn't.
I mean, yeah, I used to cringe when my family came around. My parents.
Yeah, but you're not cool like I am.
Yeah, you're way cool.
Said every dad in a backwards hat.
Okay, I just put the backwards hat on because it was
hitting
kind of bothering my eye. Greg Durst still wears backwards hat. He's cool.
I don't know. Yeah,
he gets
a good
paid
example.
252-WCMF 252-926. We've got Instagram messages coming in. You know, we tried to draw a line between like guys and gals here when you mature, what you feel, but maybe that's not the case. Maybe Kimmy's a weirdo. Leanne writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I'm almost 32. I had my first baby last year. Sometimes I still feel like I'm waiting on MTV's Teen Mom to show up knocking on my front door. I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. Because I will see, you know, with her, with my oldest playing hockey.
Yeah.
There's like younger hockey players, like little ones, like 4, 5, 6 that are just starting.
Yeah.
And I'll see like the dads walk out with like their little hockey players. And I'm just like, yeah, me and that dad. That dad's 15 years younger than me.
Yes, he
but
is.
Like, you know, I look at him and I'm like, yeah, you know, I get it, bro.
Same, bro.
I get it, man. It's like you and me.
You're the old man at the rink now.
I kind of am the old
man. No, you are the old man at the rink.
What happened?
It's just life, man. It just eats away at you.
What? That's a terrible way
to
say it.
It does. Enjoy the ride while you're being eaten alive. By life.
You know, I feel like when it comes to the age you are in your head, it might be the age you had the most fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because you brought up 34.
Yeah.
Like when I was 15, like 15 is a lot of fun. No responsibility, but it's your first like real taste of freedom. Mm-hmm. You get to go do things. Like you start to feel like an adult. Friends of yours can drive. You start to think about what your future looks like, but there isn't the pressure of having to make a decision at 15 years old. Like,
and you're still a little oblivious.
Exactly. You know? Yes. Yeah. Like the world is whatever you want.
It's the sweet spot of your life.
I think.
And everybody's got one. At some point.
I just find it funny that for you it's 34 when you were broke, sad, and busted.
I would say from 28.
34 seems a little late.
I would say from 28 to 34, it was my sweet spot where I had 3 buddies, no kids, and we could just do whatever we wanted to do. And we were doing stand-up.
Sure.
And it was like, But you don't know it at the time. Hmm. That's the cruel part of it all. Like, you don't appreciate the moment till it's over.
You're 100% right.
Like so you didn't get to enjoy that journey.
But that might be why, when you close your eyes, you still feel that age.
Yeah, maybe that's the way it works.
You know, when it's gone, you realize, like, that's where it would. And don't get me wrong, man. Like, life has been great.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay. But, like, there's just something about a moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, if you weren't happy. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
To everyone listening, if you weren't happy with the way your life turned out, and you had a genie that could take you back to where you could fix it.
The point
where you could fix it.
Yeah.
What age are you going back to?
Oh, it would have been 21.
21. Oh, wait a minute.
To fix it.
Wait a minute. You don't. You got. I thought you were going to say like first grade. You thought you could fix that dumpster fire?
Well,
that
wasn't going to get mistakes early. So
I'm thinking my decisions. So that would have been 21. Would have been a decision I regret. At the beginning of, like, adulthood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, if I could go back and not have, you know, not be a dumbass, but...
That's what I mean. Like, you know everything now. You can go back to a certain point. You picked what... Yeah, I still would have lied my way out of high school, but after that, I would have really turned it around.
I don't want to go to school again.
What an idiot. Well, yeah,
why
but
would you go to school?
But now you would know. Like, you had issues that you could have gotten taken care of.
But it's not something you'd look forward to doing again.
I'm taking 21.
Kimmy, what age would you have picked? to get out of this hellhole that you're living in? Jeannie, you have all the knowledge you have now. You go back. What pivotal point?
What age did I start this job? 25?
Look at the big stupid smile on her face.
No, I don't know, because like I guess things work out the way they're supposed to. So if I went back and fixed something, I don't know where would I be? I don't know.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right? But like, you know, if you could accomplish more, if you could have been the person that you dreamed of being, the job that you could have dreamt of having, what age would it have been?
I don't know, because you think you have it all figured out in your 20s, but I feel like I probably would have made bad decisions at 22, 23.
But you have the knowledge
and
you have
been
now.
Broke. Okay. You know, I don't know.
I don't know. To me, it's like it feels like 15 is where you would want to be. Sophomore year of high school with all the stuff you know now.
I guess.
I mean, Kimmy, like that's when your grades really start to matter.
Yeah.
It's when you start to understand, like, I shouldn't be wasting time with, I'm not going to be a first round pick of the NFL or the NHL or the NBA.
But do you want to give yourself that realization at 15?
But I mean,
don't you want your 15 year old self to think you had all that potential?
Yeah, you are robbing yourself of that.
It's the only time in your life
ambition.
You get to think that.
That is a good point. Do you think that you'd be able to change your life if you had a second chance at it?
I mean, I think everybody thinks they would, but you may go right back to what you were.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I'm thinking, like, if I had to go back and do any type of school again, I think I'd be less motivated now than I was then.
Why?
I got to do it again?
Yeah, because it's just, I wouldn't have the drive, I guess, to do it right now.
I'd be the same way.
Like, you couldn't have drive in the first place, you idiot.
I'm sitting down right now to write like a 20-page paper.
I ain't doing no thinking drive.
Okay, you're right. You're right, Kimmy.
I procrastinate everything. I just keep pushing it off.
No, but these kids got ChatGPT. We'll just use that.
Oh, there you go.
How do you look me in the face? When she's talking about, like, I wouldn't have the drive I had.
I ain't got no drive for that.
Bro, you did not get out of high school. You failed high school and had to negotiate your way to get a diploma.
Yes,
and you sit here and go,
been worse.
Oh, I wouldn't have had the drive I had back then.
But I don't want to do that again, man.
But think about what you could be. You could be so much more.
I don't want to be anymore. Being more takes work, and it's a headache.
Oh, my God.
It is. Success like that, who needs it?
Who needs success, right?
Nobody.
The taxes.
Oh, don't even get me started on the success tax.
252 WCMF, my oldest daughter turns 15 today, and it's freaking me out because in my head I'm still 15. Like, I realized this yesterday, and, like, I'm starting to understand, like, this whole, like, parents that want to be friends with their teenager thing, although I'm not going to do that because that would get weird, and, like, I feel like I relate to her more than ever now, but like Kimmy said, she doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you were going to say something, Kimmy.
I was just thinking, I would think for a lot of parents, like when you see your kid reach the age of like 21, that's when you relate the most. Because I feel like 21 for everybody was like that time in your life where you're like, I am finally an adult. I finally unlocked that last level of, like, I'll never forget being able to walk into a liquor store for the first time without being nervous about buying something. And that was like the last, I guess, big birthday where you're like, now I'm really an adult.
Hi, I'm Kimmy. One UV blueberry, please.
Exactly, though.
No, see, I'm in a weirder...
freedom, finally.
I get where you're coming from. I'm in a weirder spot. Because, you know, I started doing stand-up at 15.
Yeah.
Went on the road like late 15, early 16 years old. So, like, everything after that was work. You get what I'm saying? Not that it was work, but it was like I was like a grown-ass person.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing that's freaking me out this morning is like I started doing road comedy at 15, and my daughter is 15.
Yeah.
What the hell were my parents thinking?
Oh, I know what they were thinking. They were on the right track.
But like my daughter's heard me talk about that before on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's like, you know, you were, when I tell her she's not allowed to do something, you were out like traveling the country. I'm like,
fair.
It was a bad idea. look what happened.
Even with the entertainment aspect of your show. Bad, bad, bad. Boo crew.
All right. Well, look, man.
Hey, but you can never go back, Pat.
You can. Close your eyes. You're back there.
I'm at school. This sucks.
Oh, I don't have the same motivation I had before to fail every class.
I can't imagine reading a whole goddamn book.
Yeah, so my kids have their summer reading right
now. Oh, that I never got. I used to remember those kids that used to like load up on books for summer.
Well, no, summer reading was, it's assigned by the school.
No, but like I never did it. I got a penis I got to tend to, baby. I got my summer penis on.
I don't know. I wouldn't have the motivation.
Summer penis club.
We got the penis thing. Thank you. Speaking of penises.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Weird trend happening in two towns on the east side.
What happened?
Both involving creepy men.
Yeah.
So creepy, in fact, they have out-creeped even the creepiest show in the history of Rochester
wow.
Radio. A show that earlier had the phrase Muff Runoff on it. And Tommy, it's understandable why women in these towns are feeling uneasy.
Yeah.
Because it does feel like there isn't much you can do to stop a man that doesn't have the ability to feel shame.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Let's start this story in Brighton.
What happened?
Police are warning residents who use town parks and trails that there is a flasher on the loose.
Oh, the old canal creeper?
That's right. Police are warning residents who use the town parks and trails that a 25-year-old man has been identified as a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Police say he was recently arrested and charged with indecent exposure. That being said, they say he also frequently visits Brighton's parks and engages in, and I quote, inappropriate activity.
Okay.
Sound like they don't think he's going to stop showing off his junk.
Right.
All right. So the guys, Tommy, this is no big deal,
mm-hmm.
right? What are you going to do? Hurt me with your penis?
Yeah.
But Kimmy, it's a whole different ballgame for women.
Well, women and children.
Okay,
yes.
That too.
Yeah.
But especially women who use these parks or trails by themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely alarming, and it could be a scary situation not knowing what's happening here.
Now, to be clear, in this story, there was nothing that says this man shows any violent or dangerous behavior in the past.
No,
right?
But it's still shocking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a scary sight.
Uh-huh. And look, I mean, like, you know, having an abundance of caution is always a good idea. But another type of behavior has shown up in
mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh. And I'm sure you know all about this.
Oh, yeah.
A 29-year-old resident has been allegedly stalking and harassing women on the canal path. He was recently arrested for one incident, but police believe there are more victims. And the story in Pittsford is even more strange than the story in Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
According to police, the guy in Pittsford is on a bicycle.
Oh.
And if he sees a woman walking, he starts to circle them on his bike, follows them, and keeps repeating that pattern. One woman who dealt with him was chased all the way to her car, where she had to jump and lock herself into the car.
Jeez.
That's scary.
So you got these two guys.
Yeah.
Right? And obviously what they're doing is inappropriate mm-hmm. and illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you stop a man from committing a crime like this when they have no shame? Because shame is what stops, right?
The embarrassment of the situation.
Right.
Yeah.
But they don't care.
Like most men, Tommy, when they realize they are making women feel uncomfortable, they will feel shame for that.
Yeah, and they'll split.
And they will stop. And don't get me wrong. Some guys don't have the realization as fast as others do. But you think.
But they get there.
Yeah, an arrest would definitely be for
your face on the news.
Yeah. In these cases, not so much.
But they have no shame. So there's no way you can stop them, really. Unless you lock them up because like they have access to all this stuff. You can't. How do you ban somebody from a free space?
Well, actually, no. They have banned both. So the guy on the bicycle has been banned.
But how do you enforce it? You know what I mean?
That's just it. He has to be spotted.
There's no gate to get through. It's just you could access it from anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What can you do to stop this guy, these guys, who seem are not getting the memo that taking out their junk or following women on bicycles are no bueno?
You'd almost have to put patrols out there.
So that's what both towns have done. They say they've increased police presence. But again, that only does so much.
So I had a buddy that kind of did this down in Florida.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Question.
Pat?
How do you kind of do this?
Yeah,
you don't
kind of do
it. This is an in or out.
And also question.
Yeah, go ahead, Kimmy.
I wouldn't call him a buddy.
He was a buddy.
He was a buddy
okay.
who kind of did this.
He was a stand-up comic. And matter of fact, I worked for his mother for a little bit doing those TV shows. So he...
All right. I knew your mother. I know where that penis came from.
I know his wife. So in South Beach in South Florida, there's a topless area on the beach. It's famous. It's, you know, been there forever. Right?
Sure.
So he would go down there with a camera and pretend like he was taking pictures of, you know, the sea and the boats and everything. And he was just taking pictures of topless chicks.
Okay.
So he got busted by the Miami Police Department. And they pulled him aside. And they just gave him a warning.
Okay.
And they said, you know, you can't be there doing this. Okay? So he goes back a week later.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. And does it again. And they ticketed him. He had to do a court appearance, and everybody found out about it. We didn't know he was doing it at first. But once he got into the court system and his mother found out about it and his family, it changed the game. And that stopped him from doing it.
But that's shame. What you're describing is shame.
But you had to go through the court system. And that
once everybody found out about it.
We never knew he was doing this stuff.
But you were still buddies with him after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask another question?
Go ahead, Pat.
Thank you, Kimmy.
Yeah.
You couldn't just look at the boobs? You were free to go look at the boobs.
I think it's a voyeuristic control thing. Like he's getting away with something. You know, he's being a dirty little boy with a camera and he's getting his jollies.
That's the question.
Kimmy, go ahead.
Would you have gotten in trouble for developing that film back
so,
in the day? Or did he do it himself?
Did it himself.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Because he was always taking pictures. So we just always thought that was his hobby. And it was his hobby.
Yeah.
It was also his fetish. So, you know, he would take pictures of pretty girls walking down the street in Miami and all this stuff. But nobody ever thought anything about it until he got busted for the booby shot.
He sounds so old, man. He's just taking pictures of pretty girls. You know, girls are pretty. They walk by and want to take a picture of a pretty girl.
I mean, that's normal for a young guy to look at a pretty girl.
It's not normal for a guy to take pictures of pretty girls. If I'm walking down the street, if I'm out on the street, out in front of our studio right now, and there's two good-looking women coming by, and I take out my phone, and I click.
What is wrong with you?
I know, but it's a different time.
Oh, when you use it. No, it wasn't a different time.
No, because he was hiding it.
Yes, and he got arrested.
Yes, he did.
So that's not a different time.
He's a good kid. He's got a little thing. Hey, listen, we all got a little thing.
No, I think that's a big thing. That's a big ass thing, bro.
It's a pretty creepy buddy you got there.
252 WCMF, we started this conversation talking about two men in two different east side towns. A 25-year-old man in Brighton was arrested after police say he's been exposing himself on the trails. He was arrested and charged for indecent exposure, but they say he frequently visits Brighton parks and engages in, quote, inappropriate activities. So they've increased patrols out there. They want people to be on the loose. A 29-year-old resident of Pittsburgh has been arrested for allegedly stalking someone on the canal path. Police believe there are more victims. Police say that he follows women on bicycles and then circles them on his bicycle like a bicycle shark. Police say that one woman that dealt with him was chased all the way to her car where she had to lock herself in the car before the guy went away. And we're trying to figure out, how do you stop a man that has no shame? All right, so Tommy, you're the king of Brighton, right?
King of Brighton.
You've been elected King of Brighton.
All right.
How do you make sure no woman has to look at that man's penis ever again?
I mean, the only way you could do it would be to put him behind bars.
Okay. So
put an ankle monitor on him. Mm-hmm. Like, he can be released but tracked.
Okay. So let's talk about the behind bars thing.
Yeah.
Because we're getting a ton of Instagram messages from the ladies here. Lucy writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She says, why not just make laws for indecent exposure more severe so you can put him behind bars? And here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Logically, that is not the worst idea.
Yeah.
Right? But there's a problem there. One, how long can you lock someone up for something like this? Because I'm not saying this is good. Bless you, Kimmy. But, again, nothing up to this point violent has happened.
Right, nothing. There's been no assault.
But let's
just exposure.
Exactly. But let's say you manage to pass a law that says if you expose your penis to someone, it's a 10-year prison sentence. You're also trading off a bit of freedom. Hear me out.
Okay.
Obviously, you don't want a guy whipping out his dong for the shock and disgust of the people around him.
Yeah.
That being said, we've also seen cases of people that were just trying to use the bathroom get hit with serious charges, like put on sex offender registries.
Right.
And if you increase the punishments in this situation, you could have another situation where someone's just trying to pee in the woods.
Yeah.
A misunderstanding happens.
A jogger. Yeah.
And now that person's doing serious jail time. Yeah. There is a delicate balance to walk.
With the penis.
Well, yeah. Yes. Hmm.
Yeah. That's why I think 10 years is kind of an extreme.
No, I agree with you, but I also feel bad for these women that are using these trails. I mean, I don't know.
They want to be comfortable. They want to feel like they're safe.
Exactly. Like, if I'm a female, I don't want to be running by myself.
Oh, it makes me nervous.
Right?
Yeah. If you were a female, we'd all be running. Know that.
Bro, I'm a way better looking female than half the women I've seen you with.
What are you talking about? Well, half, maybe.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, 50%.
I would also wonder, even if there is a certain amount of jail time served for that kind of crime, once they get out, couldn't they just do it again?
Yeah, but I guess it's a period of time where you know you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
There was that one story, guy east of us, where he had been getting arrested for like 30 years.
Yeah.
Did legitimate jail time.
It came out and whipped it out again.
And then went back right in.
Catch and release.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, no, it was a catch and release. They were giving him like years in jail.
When he came right back out and did it, right?
Yeah. Release.
All right.
Shara writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Oh,
what?
I worked in a photo department for a year. I worked in a photo department years ago. A man brought in a roll of film, quote, didn't know what was in it. It was him J-O-ing from start to finish.
Wait.
Just still shots of him J-O-ing?
He photographed himself?
That's what it
or apparently. Somebody photographed him?
It was his way of exposing himself, I guess.
Both literally and figuratively.
But that means somebody had to stand there and run the camera for him.
Unless it was like on a timer, I guess.
I mean, maybe he had a really good friend.
That's a buddy, man. Right. Hey, what are you doing Tuesday night?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Right now.
All right. All right.
I come because you just said everyone's got their thing. Everyone's got
their
thing.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out
What's your thing?
My thing is being photographed while J-O.
Okay.
All right. And we've known each other a long time.
Yeah.
All right. I am not going to ask you to do this for free because that's a bridge too far.
All right.
But I'm willing to give you $100 while I sit on the edge of my bed and you take as many pictures as possible front to back.
Okay, so we're negotiating.
Yeah, we're
right
negotiating.
Now.
Yes.
Okay. Do I get to heckle you while you're doing
it? Well, no, because then I'm probably going to lose it. And not the good way.
I want to be able to heckle you.
Okay.
And also throw empty cans of beer at you while you're doing
it. Okay, fine. I'll take that. The compromise is you have to stand in front of my television while there's pornography on that television so it looks like I'm looking you right in the eyes.
But I still get to heckle and throw beers at
you. Sure.
I'm in.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Is there an amount of money you would take, Kimmy, to do this for a stranger? Take photos while he's doing that.
Well, that's the grossest thing you can do in front of a woman.
That's why I'm asking.
Because women have to find that the most horrific thing outside of you murdering somebody in front of them would have to be you openly playing with yourself in front of a woman.
It is funny like how attracted some men are to watching women do that, where there is no woman on the planet.
I think guys attracted to that. What's watching that? A woman.
No, that's what I meant. But where there is no woman on the planet who is going to seek out guy cranking one.
Yeah, buddy.
Come on, get after it, Steve.
Get it, champ.
So, yeah, you're never going to look attractive doing that.
Is there an amount of money you would take that photo for a stranger?
There's probably an amount.
Give me the line.
Money. Because I don't have to do anything but take the picture, right?
But you get to heckle and throw cans of beer at
it. Take the heckle and beer
at it. I mean, I'd do it for like $100,000.
$100,000?
You asked me to put a price
on it.
God. I'd probably do it for less, honestly.
$1,000?
No, more than $1,000.
No.
But I think it's different, too, because I'm going into it knowing what's going on here.
You're right.
This isn't a surprise thing.
You're absolutely right. All right, now we're getting we're getting ideas for punishments, how to stop men that have no shame. Mad Trucker writes us on Instagram, whip the bear butt. We're going to cane people?
Like we're in Singapore?
We're spanking them on the trail. Okay, we got that. Christine writes us, taser. What?
Wait, what, in the act? But that wouldn't stop him.
It
may stop him for a moment.
I bet you it would probably stop him.
But you'd have to catch him and then tase him.
And I don't. And it's swinging like a heavy bag, too, probably, right? Like, you know. Although I'm guessing.
Tase his penis?
We're not encouraging this, obviously. Yeah. But if you got tased on the penis.
Oh, my God.
You'd probably never do that
again. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, I would. Yeah.
But that also sounds. Is that
horrible?
Is that too severe a punishment?
I think it would.
A penis taser?
You could really damage somebody.
All right, let's say tomorrow, right? Because, you know, we talked about locking people up and the over-severe punishments. Tomorrow, state of New York passes a law. If you are caught exposing yourself, you will be tased in the penis.
Yes.
And depending on the severity of the exposure, multiple tasing.
Okay.
We're going to vote for it.
Okay, vote.
Would you vote yes or no for the penis tasing in indecent exposure?
I'm voting no.
You're voting no.
I think it's too much.
So you're pro creep. You want women and children to see men's genitalia walking down the canal
trail. Without consequence.
Well, I want to protect scrotums.
Okay.
And penises. I know. I mean, I can't even imagine. It has to feel like you're getting shot there. Without the blood.
All right, you just said that. You know, we all have our weird thing.
Yeah.
Right, turns out I got another weird thing.
What are you into, right?
Watching men get tased in the penis.
No kidding. Yes. No kidding. All right. How do I fit into this little project?
I got $2,000. $2,000, and I got a taser, and I got some free time.
Okay.
I'm going to invite you over this weekend.
All right.
I'm going to hand you $2,000 cash, but I get to tase you in the penis for 5 seconds.
No, Jesus Christ, no.
How much money?
I'm going to
$100,000
club.
Get out of here.
And I don't even think I would do it for that.
You lie. $100,000?
I don't think I could physically stand there and do it. Like, I would be too scared.
I've hired two burly men to hold you down so you don't have to run away.
You know, when I get into these situations, like where there's a gun to my head, I have a tendency to lose my bladder. So you would have to see me wet myself. I would wet myself standing there with these two burly men while you applied the taser to my shaft. So you would be getting some collateral damage on
this. Probably.
This would turn into a golden moment, I'm just saying.
Who says last name? Mike writes on Instagram. I'm free tomorrow night. Can Tommy come over? I got a bag of cans and $100. Can I ask a question before we move on here? Because, you know, we started this conversation with these two men, one allegedly stalking in Pittsford on the Canal Trail, the other guy in Brighton, 25 years old, arrested for taking his penis out. Police believe that he may still be active, right? How come we never see women getting arrested for shocking people with their bodies?
So I thought we did one time.
There was one, right?
And I want to say it was in Batavia. For some reason. Not the one on the park bench having sex.
Okay.
But I thought she was
restaurant or something.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So we got one.
Yeah.
In the history of the show, we've had over 100 men arrested for this.
It's hard for them to flash. But yeah.
Just wear
it. Pretty easy.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not illegal, is it, to be topless?
No, I'm telling you, well, you could muff it out.
But it's hard to flash a muff.
No, it's not. Look, here.
No, but, like, you know, we flop out. You know what I mean?
Well, like, the lucky ones do.
Yes, but, like, for her, and I don't think any dude's complaining that he got a free look at one.
Another woman would be like, that was weird, and probably call the cops.
But I think he may have a point here.
Yeah.
Like, do women not get arrested for this because they don't have it in them, that's not exciting? Or do they do this and men just don't call the cops? Not that they're excited about seeing it, but it's just not worth it.
There are women that have, but I just don't think it's as common.
It's got to be way low percentage.
I mean, maybe.
Of lady creepers. You know what I mean?
Look, I would think so.
And no guy's going to go to the police department. I just saw a vagina, man, and it was disturbing.
I mean, maybe that's what it is. Because, look, it doesn't make sense that only one gender would have this many people excited by showing off their genitalia and none on the other side.
Yeah.
Maybe it is that guys just don't report it.
True. But men also have a very weird relationship with their penises in general.
Explain.
Well, like, we think women want to see it. Like, guys will just take a picture of their penis and send it to women, thinking, like, oh, she's going to dig this. Like, we don't get it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Women also will take pictures of their bodies and send them to guys if they're into them.
But we like looking at
that. But that's what I mean.
I feel like everybody has a story of seeing an unexpected penis in the wild. Do you have any stories of that with a woman? Or know anybody that has a story of that?
No, I've never seen
a woman. I mean, I've seen women get naked, and it was kind of like weird, like, oh my God, she just changed in front of
me. Yeah, but she wasn't like outside trying to expose herself.
It was both at a pool in Florida where I saw a woman change out of her bathing suit out in public.
Okay, but that wasn't for shock and awe. It was necessary.
They were English girls, and they just did it, and it was like, Jesus. And another one, it was the sister of somebody on the show. She just like changed in front of us. And, like, nothing about it, and then left.
Hey,
and we're like, oh, my God, we just saw that woman naked.
Hey, Show Sister, one of my favorite Train songs.
Hey, Sister Show.
Nope. God, how are you so bad?
I don't know the song.
Oh, it's, like, the most famous Train song of all time.
Train? I don't know Train that well.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Look, this business plan makes sense.
Okay.
And it's going to be super successful.
Fantastic.
Because they are offering something that you can't get in any other like retail area, I don't believe.
Yeah.
Kimmy, however, is astonished.
Really?
I'm surprised it took this long for this to show. I mean, if it existed before, I was unaware.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. There is a new store that is about to open at Eastview Mall.
Oh, what are we getting?
The store, Tommy, is called Rowan.
Rowan?
Yes. It is a jewelry and piercing studio.
Oh, like a, okay.
So like ears, all that stuff,
yeah.
Right? Okay. But you got to have a hook.
Okay, what's the hook?
Their unique hook. Not only do they offer earrings and jewelry for sensitive skin, like higher quality stuff.
Yeah.
The folks who pierce whatever you're going to get pierced in the store are licensed nurses.
Okay, what's...
They're medical professionals that will be putting holes in your body.
Okay.
Not just whoever is working at like the kids' jewelry store.
Part-time employee.
That shift. And Kimmy, you saw this and you were blown away.
I guess until I saw this store, I never really thought about how easy it was to poke holes in your body as a teenage kid. And how like a lot of these places, I'm sure they had to have some type of training for it, but I don't really know, I guess looking back on it, what those qualifications were.
Well, most tattoo shops probably offer piercings.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I know the ones back in the day, because we used to do them on a show.
Going to a tattoo shop, probably a little bit more legit, though, than some of these like cheap places in the mall
you know what I mean? There were always four or five stores where
teenage girl came and she'd just put little dots in your ears and be like, that looks even, let's go.
Not. Yeah, they would have that gun and pop it. Yeah. Both of my girls got their ears pierced doing it that way. All right, so let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I am aware that there are some doctor's offices in Rochester that will offer ear piercing if you wanted a medical professional to do it. However, it doesn't seem that that's something parents really cared about, because every time you go to try and get your kid's ears pierced, you're in one of those stores, there is like a line for the 20-something-year-old girl to pierce ears.
So what was that place, Piercing Pagoda or something like that?
Oh, yeah, Piercing Pagoda.
In the middle of the mall, those little stands.
Yeah, so today
they did it too, yeah.
Right there, right? Like in the open?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did you just ask if a store named Piercing Pagoda was piercing things?
But, like, I didn't know, did they take you? Because it was always, like, a kiosk right in the middle of the mall. Did they take you somewhere to do it? Or they did it right in
the chair. They put you in the chair and pop out.
That's so
watch
unhealthy.
You could have an audience if you wanted.
But also unhealthy.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem very, like, hey.
Well, no, I mean, like, they would.
Like, I know they're not doing other stuff.
I mean, there's steps they take.
And they swab you down, like, disinfectant. All right.
No privacy.
I mean, I knew a lot of kids that had some problems with piercings, and it turns out it's because they were allergic to things.
Okay,
or it wasn't the highest quality earrings used.
And
you know,
and they always give you the heads up, like this is the one you want to buy.
Yeah.
Okay, but let me ask a question,
because
I get it. Like this Rowan store, it's going to make a lot of parents go, "Ooh, that's what I want."
Right.
Blah 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 blah.
More clinical.
But can you also make the argument that they're taking advantage of like helicopter parents here? Mm. Because for like 50 years, you've been able to just go to the mall and have any random person pop ears and the overwhelming majority of people, it
probably
turned
fine.
Out fine, right? Like,
true.
I mean, you know, like this just seems like unnecessary. And what do you have to pay a nurse to pierce ears?
I guess if it makes you feel better, it's worth the, I don't know how much more expensive it would be, but
I think cleaner.
I can see though as a parent, like it gives you a better feeling afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, peace of mind, I guess, especially if it's your kid.
No, I get it. But like, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
Like my wife is a doctor.
Yeah.
She went to an Ivy League medical school. Mm-hmm. Brilliant woman. Mm-hmm. Brilliant woman. She can take my blood. She can give me a shot.
Yeah.
So can a phlebotomist. Phlebotomist who doesn't have an MD.
No. But she's a technical person.
But I don't know if that, I mean, like, I wouldn't feel any less comfortable a phlebotomist taking my blood or giving me a shot than my wife.
That's, I guess, different than, like, you know, somebody, like a part-time teenage kid doing it.
I guess what I'm saying
I don't know.
If you have
think of yourself at that age.
If you were specifically trained to do this one thing,
yeah
it's probably good.
I will
probably
say, when you see it done, I thought I was going to get creeped out by it on the show, and I was like, man, that was quick.
Yeah, the ear piercings.
Well, whatever. Piercings. But it was very quick.
Yeah, they don't do that in these stores. I would understand why you would want someone a little more professional in that general.
Well, they were just a tattoo artist down there. What?
Nothing. I will say this.
Yeah.
It's easy to have this conversation when you're not holding your baby daughter while they're about to pierce.
That would bother me. Like seeing. Yeah. Like I wouldn't want to be around any of that as a father.
It wasn't the easiest thing I've ever done in my life.
No.
Right? Because I was all about it.
It's like torturous.
Yeah, but I mean, the kid, you know, it's quick.
I know, but still.
Like my oldest, who's 15 today, I got hers done when she was like little.
Yeah.
And then my youngest, we waited till like she wanted to make the decision herself. Yeah. But it was the youngest was the harder to watch because she was like.
She was more aware.
Yes. Like she was old enough to like, this is going to hurt.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you know, my oldest, I was holding her. It's like, da 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 da, pop up.
Like 100 years from now, it's going to look barbaric that we do this to ourselves.
Oh, I assume 100 years from now, there's going to be 15 more places you can put a hole.
Oh.
Because they just keep adding holes.
I mean,
places.
That's one of those things, too, that comes at, like, the popular spots to get pierced comes and goes.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about tattoo placement. Same with piercings.
The up the ears is coming back.
That looks so goddamn painful.
I hear it's actually very painful.
It would
one
have
of the most
to
painful
be.
Places to get pierced.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this new store that's opening up in Eastview. It's called Rowan. They sell earrings and jewelry for sensitive skin, but their big hook, they're piercers who will pierce whatever in the store. They are all licensed nurses, not that 20-year-old who has a gun.
Well, I was just thinking, too, and I think people are probably a little bit more aware of those skin sensitivities than, because I don't ever remember them asking, hey, what metal should we use with
in my head.
In your ear? It was like, hey, which earrings do you like?
No, we got a whole spiel, like
did
when
you?
We went for the kids.
Maybe it's changed a little then.
And it should.
Which is a good thing.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Karen. Hey, Karen, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. So I have had a lot of piercings. I have a lot of tattoos. My biggest issue with those, like, places at the mall with minimum wage worker, those guns are so ridiculously unsanitary. I would never let my kid or any of my friend's kids get pierced with that garbage.
Okay, so where do you take, do you have kids that have piercings?
So I do have a child that was going to get their ears pierced. They decided against it. Take them to a tattoo or, you know, a piercing specialist.
Sure.
You know, because, and I've always recommended, like, I had a friend who had him pierced with a gun and they were really uneven. And I said, you know, go to a piercing place and let them do it correctly.
Go to Rusty Pete, man. Get the job done. All the tatted up bitches show up.
You got that right. Yeah,
no, don't well, agree you know, with...
She's a tattered-up bitch. She admits it.
I am.
But I mean that as complimentary.
Yeah, why would you think good, anyone...
She's good people. Tattered-up mama.
Guns, the jewelry isn't a clean pierce. There's actually, like, kind of splatter when they use the guns, and they can't clean it properly in between.
All right, well, Karen, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
You know, she has a minimum of 3 skulls on her.
Wait, she's a tri-skull, you think?
Oh, yeah, she tri-skull.
Let's take one more call. Christy's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Christy, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
So my son's girlfriend will buy piercing kits off of Amazon and just pierce at her own free will.
That's awesome. That's
that takes a lot of balls to do that. Like that.
Hey, do you like pus?
I mean, Christy, have you let her... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Have you let her do you?
No. I'm not letting anything off of Amazon pierce my body.
Well, that would be
that's
like...
a fair point.
I mean, look, yeah, you're
that's
right.
That's a good motto.
You got a couple of things. One, does my friend know what they're doing? That's a big problem.
Yeah.
Two...
Do I trust this equipment?
Exactly. And three, what is this equipment made out of? Like, you're worried about the metal from the earring. Like, what metal's going through my ear right now? Mm.
So this new place seems like a better alternative than Amazon metal in my face, you know?
Okay, that's a good call. So, Christy, do you have your? How old were you when you got your ears pierced?
I don't know, 12.
Did you go to a place in the mall?
Yeah, it was Claire's.
Okay, I mean that seems to be the go-to place.
Claire's.
That's probably one of the few places, like kid-friendly places at the time.
Yeah, it's. I mean, and even now, like it's all just the young kid junk. Christy, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Okay. Amazon piercing gun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.